Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I'm conservative. Tribal war cry. So? Tribal war cry. Yeah, I'm Republican. So? Tribal war cry. Steve Harvey. He visited the tower. Ain't say nothing, no. Nope. Jesus visited the tower. Kanye said nothing. I'm a warrior, not from Golden State, though Kevin Durant. I'm not a cupcake. I ain't Muslim, but I stand with them, cause they under attack, cause of brown skin. You attack Muslims, refuse to be quiet, unlike Farrakhan. I won't stay silent, N-O-I silent nation. Christians won't speak, against Trump's ban. Now that's real deep. Attack overseas and diss refugees, and in the U.S. you disrespect me. Diss Trump on the air. I marched in the street. I walked like a man. CIA watching. Trump talking reckless. 100 days in. Most of you rappers, what y'all saying? Your gang bang rhymes, but you hesitant to say your drive by on a president. Segregate my land. Wanna build a wall? I'll join Mexican. C4 make it fall. Attack my brown brothers. An act of war. Grab the clips. Molotovs in the car. Straight to Trump Towers. Building shaking. The black juggalo. Without the makeup. Land of the free, home of the brave. Attack my people, put you in a grave. Modern Nat Turner, birth of a nation. Shaka Zulu mind, it's what you're facing. Tribal war cry, tribal war cry. Putata, putata. Putata, putata. Putata, putata. And it shouldn't blast. It's sad to see more whites than blacks out there protesting. You see, you can fire the FBI.
True.
But Trump can't fire me.
Me?
No. God hired me.
True.
Yahweh.
Allah.
Allah. The creator. I wear that armor.
Proud.
No fear. BMA all day and night. Emax the image. Rider music.
Gangster.
Underground.
Durant Sean.
Wow, this is going to be a very, very fast and furious show, because already we have a 216-400, 216-738, 216-849, and I want to at least thank you all for being part of none other than Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 8, Verse 18. For those who wish to, you can always send us music or commercials, anything else, at emaxxradio@gmail.com. Also, that M period, A period, N period is an abbreviation, acronym for Music Activism News. You can also Facebook EMAXXTHEEIMIJJ. Might as well. He's the one who did the production on that song we started out with, Tribal War Cry, from Cleveland's Most Hated Artist CD. Now, for those listening to blogtalkradio.com, listening to Lake City Radio on that particular network, you can call in 646-478-0944. You can Facebook Blackout Sounds Open Mic and Facebook Sheriff Kilroy, as a matter of fact. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show. Have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone for any and all info you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Lake City. Call and blame Boogie Me direct, 646-478-0944. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. Now that I've got those important things out of the way, let me at least say that, hey, I will come to the phone line, see what's on your mind, but if you can't talk, feel free to stay silent. You can always go back on hold, but if you change your mind, call back and press 1. Why would I come pick at you? Well, it's simple. You make the show, not myself. So let me give you a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment. Number 10, Eric Magnus, moving up into the charts. Number 9, Ballhead Fred, moving up. Number 8, moving up, Black Odyssey. Number 7, Black House Sounds Open Mic. More on that in just a little while. Re-debuting. Number 6, debuting, Facebook, Bringing Awareness to Bullying, Justice for Katie. More on that in just a little while. Number 5, debuting, Eric Wilson at Iggy's. I think that was on Facebook, Eric Wilson at Iggy's, 13405 Madison Avenue. That was last Thursday. Number 4, you can Facebook the debut, the 6th anniversary rally at Seymour Avenue, and Escape of the Victims. More on that in just a little while. Number 3, debuting Intercontainment. That was a play last Saturday at the Music Hall. You can Facebook that event as well. Number 2, debuting all kind of Mother's Day events. More on that in just a little while. And number 1, debuting, it's the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop, the Jazz Fest, the Speak Up Poetry, all at Cleveland State University the past weekend. The college did their thing. As a matter of fact, I will say the Speak Up Poetry event was held at the Black Studies Department last Friday with free food, that type of stuff. Before I go to the phone lines and see what's on everybody's mind, I will say that if you choose to, you can Facebook Fred Barkley Lives Group. You can also check out the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show. That's Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on VoiceRadio.com. With, of course, tomorrow, King Eric Magnus will be our guest. Joseph P. Motley Jr., period, on YouTube. Joseph Motley Jr. on YouTube. He's got 2 channels with so much music on both of them. And you can Joseph Motley Jr., period, on Facebook. Also, the Black on Black Crime Incorporated meetings are Wednesdays at 7:15 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at 15415 Kipling Avenue off of Ivanhoe 44110 between East 152nd St. Clair intersection and Euclid Avenue. The number 1 and number 37 bus passes by the East 152nd St. Clair intersection where you can just walk up Ivanhoe. The number 28 bus passes by Euclid and Ivanhoe. It'll be a longer walk, but you get your exercise in and you'll be good. I'm going to at least start things off. Woo! Let's go to the phone line of 216-400 and see how you're doing out there. 216-400, you're on live. You're on live. 400. You're on live a third time. Okay, we will go next to pick on the person at the 216-738. I want to say thank you for not hanging up on me, because sometimes that's what y'all do. Y'all just hang up, but you didn't. I appreciate it. Before I go to the 216-738 and then the 216-849, I will say that the past week at the Black on Black Crime Incorporated meetings that happens, we had Don Freeman who came in. He talked about arbitration. He gave us some papers. I have those with me at other events so people can sign them. Due to persistent arbitrators' bias in favor of police in their deciding the outcome of those officers' treatment of citizens, the public, we have underlined advocate that state-supported local contracts no longer allow arbitrators to have exclusive authority to make the decision when those officers kill unarmed human beings. Signatures on this petition must be from only one county and must be written in ink. And so that is the petition that I'll have now at different events. I think that's a very valuable tool because you have a lot of different things that do happen. Let me give you one of those before I go to the 216-738 phone number. And I thank you all for taking the time to roll with me because, you know, today, 12 noon, high noon, you could Facebook Justice 4, that's numeral 4, Katie Rally. It was at the 2nd District, and you had members of Justice for Katie, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Black Man's Army, Refuse Fascism, Carl Stokes Brigade, even was there sporting that Clash shirt, even a strong Latino brother. Anyway, I'm going to say that it's because what was said here. I want to just read a few things. April 25th, 2019, so it took until maybe the beginning of or the middle of last week, you know how May began and came in, they sent it to one of our phone callers, Lenore McGarry, and it was a final disposition of investigation, case number 17-229. As the Office of Professional Standards, the Civilian Police Review Board, CPRB, on November 21st, 2018, and the CPRB sustained the allegations of lack of service against Detective Beveridge, number 221. I refuse to tell any jokes about Beveridge just right now. But anyway, it said on December 13th of 2018, the CPRB presented a finding letter, the findings letter to Calvin Williams, Chief of Police, which outlined the interaction with Detective Beveridge and how he neglected to interview the suspects of an altercation that occurred on October 4th, 2017 at the Joseph Zone Rec Center. And due to Detective Beveridge's failure to interview the suspects, three families were compelled to take a plea deal. Now, the CPRB recommended that discipline be imposed on Detective Beveridge. Well, on April 5th, 2019, the matter was forwarded to Michael McGrath, Director of Public Safety, for review, and the memo outlined the CPRB's request that Director McGrath overturn Chief Williams' dismissal and impose discipline on Detective Beveridge, which was done. So, April 19, 2019, Director McGrath reviewed the OPS, and that's, of course, the Office of Professional Standards case file, and determined that there was just cause to impose discipline and issued Detective Beveridge a written reprimand. So, it goes along with why we need people to sign on that dotted line to end that arbitration to make it easier to fire said hooligans like that. I'm going to go to the 216-738 phone number after I take 1 minute to say John Daniel Singleton, January 6, 1968 to April 29, 2019, American film director, screen director, best known for directing Boys in the Hood, the 1991 film nominated for the Academy Award for Best Director, becoming the first African-American and the youngest person to have ever been nominated for that award, especially by him being the age of 24. He's a native of South L.A. He did other movies such as Poetic Justice, 1993, Pop, Janet Jackson, I Believe, Higher Learning, 1995, Baby Boy, now that was my movie, 2001, Rosewood, 1997, I love that one too, Shaft 2000, Too Fast, Too Furious, love that one, Too Fast, Too Furious was 2003, and Four Brothers in 2005. Let me tell you something, right now, since I have so many people on the phone lines, let me put run in my mouth, I'm going to go to the 216-738 phone number, who's probably calling to tell me, hey, leave the second district alone. 216-738. How you doing? 738 going once. 738 going twice with 216. I know what you're doing. You're out there watching the NBA playoffs on a Monday night. Monday night Raw. I hope you. I enjoy you for taking the time. Call in the 216-849. I'll get to you in just a moment. I'm going to do what I can to try to get through some of these things, because if I don't get through some of these things, I probably won't get through some of these things. That's how the show goes. My thing is this. I'm very thankful that we got a chance to at least, I will say, deal with a few things. I am also going to say that before I do anything else, because there are things coming up, like beforehand, I just said, fast and furious things are happening. So I do need to take the time and just knock off a couple of things and let people know, because there are two things happening on the same day, but it's like a 1-2 punch combination. You see, if you show up at Western and West Boulevard, Western and West Boulevard, West Side, all right, marching, Lake Erie International Schools, Justice for Katie March, protest, free food. It will have speak up, speak out. That's where the march will start. You speak up, make a difference, stand out, anti-violence. For more on this event, you can check out Justice, number 4, K-A-T-T-I-E, Justice for Katie. And that will happen Thursday, May 9th. Time, 3:30 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. Will Al Porter band in the street to help lead the march? Sure, but it'll be a lot of young people. leading the way as well. March the Street from West Boulevard to Cadell Rec. That's 1910 West Boulevard. Anti-bullying, you are not alone. Now, black-on-black crime will be there. It's free for all, standing against bullying. Fun event. Now, here's the thing. If you do come along and join us for that march, then the hashtag You Are Not Alone anti-bullying rally will kick off around 4:30 p.m. at Cadell Recreational Center, 1910 West Boulevard, Cleveland, Ohio, 44102. The time will be around 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. as Lake Erie International High School will be hosting its first anti-bullying rally. Please join them. Enjoy music, food. That's what I'm there for, is the food and the raffles, while also learning about ways we can work together to end bullying. So, with that being said, I see a couple more people brave enough to call on the phone line. Let me go to the 216-849 phone line. 216-849, are you a bullier?
How you doing, Al Porter?
Oh, I'm all right. You sound like you're bullying people. What's going on, Rico?
No. Great, I'm doing wonderful.
Talk to me then. Tell me why you're doing wonderful.
I'm just doing wonderful. First thing we need to talk about is two representatives, okay? Ken Smith.
Okay, two representatives. I'm listening.
And one state senate, Kenny Yuko. So when I called Kenny Yuko office last Wednesday, the representative picked up the phone. His aide, hello? Click.
Okay.
And one of my mistakes. Okay. So between them two offices, it's not a one African American who work in the office.
Wow.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Them two offices don't have it out, and one African American work in the office. Not in one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, I'm still listening. You got my attention.
Yeah. So it gave me the wonder about Kenny Yuko gas. He elected by the taxpayer and the voters.
Mm-hmm.
So if your age keep hanging up, that let us know that we time for re-election again. We know to not to vote for you.
Mm.
Okay?
Yep, I hear you, Rico.
That's for Ken Smith, too. He don't have return
my
phone call.
That's bad.
Okay.
That's bad. That's real bad.
Mm-hmm. You know, see, I call it Eloise, you know. I call her Eloise on Christmas, too. That is my comment for the week. So.
Thank you very much for telling me that. And how can people find you to work with you?
My phone number is 216-849-2132.
Thank you so much. I hope you can enjoy the rest of the song in this show.
Okay.
Thank you so much for calling in. Yep, we appreciate you.
That
is my brother who just called in, and as he goes to listen to the rest of the show, I can tell you that number one more time because that is Rico Dancy's phone number, 216-849-2132. And maybe I was thinking about songs. I shouldn't have been, but I guess I was, because for those who want to check it out, Joseph P. Motley Jr.'s page, and that's on YouTube. That's the YouTube channel. If you go to Sheriff Kilroy's Facebook page, you'll see Black Clash of the Titans, a.k.a. B-C-O-T-T, just talking about a few things that happened in City Hall. That's all true stories, 2017. Nothing but instead of three sets of 16 bars, we went to 54 bars, dealing with, of course, City Hall, the fight for 15, and the injustice done there, the Q deal, the justice that was done there, and Clash, the injustice that was done there. Before I go to the 216-255 phone number, I know I'll probably get myself in trouble, but I want to let people know that the past Saturday, May 4th, episode number 203 of the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop, where you had Mama Porter Mr. Ronnie B. the Unforgiven not only did the Hip Hop Workshop news, but talked about being in the film Bra Bra. That's a web film that the person who is behind the film by the name of Orlando Da Vinci, he's the one who was there. He's also filmed the DNA film that's out and playing. And also he's the one who's doing the filming of Bra Bra, the web series. So anyway, you also had Shakespeare, DJ Dollar Rock, Mike Carter, a.k.a. the Man Called Hawk, was definitely brother from Las Vegas who stopped through. Let us know he'll be handling the Black Wealth Music West. Deidre White, Eric Magnus, who gave a state of the independent record labels while he was there. You also had so many others like MC Derek, Kim R., Mr. Bowers, Angela Davis from Black Lives Matter, who was there to be on hand as a family came in from the East 92nd Wade Park shootings, and the grandmother came looking for help, and I'm glad that Angela Davis was there to help assist in that situation. You also had LaBelle Thomas speaking, LaVita Murray. She brought not only the family member from East 92nd Wade Park, but she also brought somebody from the MVP movement. More on that in just a little while. Dee Dee Ash, Barry Harvey, Major Taps. It was a very, very excellent show. Elder Statesman, Silver B. Richards. And like I say, you had Dr. Bynum from the Black Studies Department. The head of the Black Studies Department head stopped by, Preston Pickett from Black Studies as well. Mr. Powers did Delete Obsolete and spoke about the Black House Sound open mic coming up this coming Friday, May 10th, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at 17325 Chandler Park Building, right between Arabella and London Avenue, but it's on Euclid Avenue, 44112. The number 28 bus passes by, and on the second floor, Suite 2190, look for the Friends Fellowship sign. Host Mr. Powers, sound man Mr. Motley, clean music, free food by Sister Kim. Like I say, so many other things happened. As Suave spoke about choices, Joseph Motley Jr., who won the virtual Independent Gospel Awards, was at the State Boys to Men Conference on that day. So Tina Hobson, because of timing, couldn't give him the award. Let me know. I'm not good enough to receive it or accept it because in her eyesight, I'm not him, not compatible. I didn't do the work he did. So it makes sense. We paid tributes to Dime. Short story here from Dimension. She was with a group called Raw Dogs, worked with everybody from Wealthy, C-Rock from the Block, many others. But she had changed her flow, started doing more spiritual gospel music before she passed from an illness. Crack Baby, a.k.a. Boudini, when he was shot, he became like the first fatality because there was no Huron Road to take him to it. And that's one of the reasons why we all stood up there and fought so vehemently and vigorously. And after the deaths that we unfortunately predicted, we were able to get a level one trauma unit at university after a few years. But Crack Baby changed his name to Boudini after I talked to him. And he said, yeah, you know, nobody really likes Crack Baby, so I'll do the AKA. And when LeBron James came and replaced the quote-unquote Sean Kemp, he switched to Sean Kemp song and made the song Game Time about LeBron James. And jukeboxes and other places started playing that single, pushing his album before he passed. And then the great one, I remember, he passed from cancer. Seems almost like it was natural causes for the simple fact. When I think of how people die violently by shootings and other stuff, that to me is a lot easier to handle. But I remember meeting him at the Shop Renegades, Blue Pill Experience, Club Exos, DJ Chicago, all of that. And it was nice that Arrogant was there to speak on the great one, a.k.a. Nick Fury, and give me two great one CDs to add to the collection. Posthumously released, Black Market as the Great One and Arrogant were Nick Fury and Duncan MacLeod, which was This Is More Than Hip Hop. And then the other one is The Working Class Rapper. Arrogant is The Working Class Rapper. A lot of Great One tracks on that. So before I go to some of the other phone callers, it was very interesting. We also had the Young Leaders. Their nonprofit was they meet at the Youth Collinwood Rec Center, 501c3. Number for them is 216-925-6359. But you know, Arrogant, a.k.a. Carlin, like I said, I met him way back when I was managing the Skrilla Boys and other groups. They asked, Eagle Crew Records asked me, and that was my first managing job. And Arrogant Carlin said the reason he gave me the two new CDs was because he knows, if nothing else, they'll be saved 10, 15, 20 years down the line. As a historian, that's one of the things I do. And I remember talking to Mr. Motley, he, a.k.a. Joseph Legacy, and he wants his legacy to be remembered. And we better have a legacy in our area, memory of 216-440 artists who've done things. New York, L.A., down south too, Toronto as well. And I remember the Ohio Hip Hop Awards 2010 when I received a humanitarian award, and I said, hell, Vanilla Ice, Mike Jones can sell here. Why not us? You got to have your pride. And so with that being said, if we don't document, who will? Get off my 18-foot step ladder from my soapbox. See a couple of people on the phone lines. I'm going to go to 216-738. Or should I give them another chance? Nope, they were too busy watching the NBA Finals to talk. So let's go to the 216-255 phone number before I go to 216-262. But 216-255, they'll probably tell me, you all haven't done anything worth documenting. 216-255, how you doing?
I'm well, thank you. Hey,
all right. What's going on with you?
I started out today. End Poverty Now coalition meeting is a lot of dynamic. I'm sorry, I just took a handful of sunflowers because you said you were going to call the other guy.
Hey, no problem.
I'm almost done, but in any case. So, they were talking about the lead paint initiative and Clash. And so, there was a hearing today. You may have been at, I was not, but Steve Helico reported on it. And so there'll be another one on the 20th. But there's the bill that City of Cleveland wants to put forth does not include a number of things. Okay, they've copied generally the legislation of Clash, but they left a few things out. So, for one thing that won't be covered, home daycares will not be lead safe. They won't be held liable to be lead safe. They're skipping Section 8 home, Section 8. I'm not real clear on all that, but I bet Ivanka Hall could tell us more about that, or Steve Vallejo. Okay, there will be no advisory board. They're not calling for an advisory board, which Clash was calling for a lead advisory board to be legislated for. And tenant protections. Oh, there's more tenant protections than the city bill in the Clash bill. Okay. So they may be restarting a petition soon. And, okay, so there's that. Poor People's Campaign was reported on today. There's going to be a march in D.C. on 3 p.m. June 17th and 19th. So contact Larry Bresler at his office. What's the name of his office? I'll think of it in a second. In any case, if people want to go. Okay, so they're going to be taking names for that. And it's the Poor People's Campaign in D.C. So it's going to be a big event. Oh, here's what's really bugging me now. And there's two House bills, Al, and House Bill 6 and Senate Bill 33. They're both bad. House Bill 6 sounds good. This is all that was reported on today in the End Poverty Now meeting. So create a Clean Air Act is what it is. But thing is, they're paying for the cleanup of nuclear plants, and they're going to bill it to us, okay? and they're saying that they're making clean energy, but really CEI is looking for a buyout for its losses on Davis Bessie and some and one of the other players. Okay, so that's not good. That's House Bill 6. And Senate Bill 33 is the anti-protest bill. You probably talked about that on this program.
Right.
You heard about that one, right? That'll make it a felony for you to be protesting in certain fashions. If some kind of damage is done, whether you're responsible or not, you know, as a result of the protest or something, they're going to charge you, you know, and then you'll get felonies. So your life could be ruined just for being at a protest. And the organization that you represent, if there is such an organization that you're representing there, it'll be like fined thousands and thousands of dollars. Okay, so that's House Bill 33. We gotta knock that down. We beat it down last year, and it's back again. And this is a product of ALEC. You know that ALEC, National Organization for Conservative Legislation.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I forgot what it stands for. I'm sorry. But you know what I mean. Any case, I don't want to belabor anything here. So just want to let you know about a couple of those things. And pleasure to thank you for the honor of getting me to come to the event today, inviting me to the event today to commemorate the three women that escaped 6 years ago from the home on Seymour Avenue where they were held captive. And black crime reached... Man, they saw black-on-black crime looking for them, right? on television. I was so touched when I heard that, when either Amanda Berry, one of the women that was kidnapped, and reported, we saw black-on-black crime out searching for us, and it made us feel so good, right?
Right, and I appreciate you for at least bringing that one up. I do, and I just want to say I appreciate everything that you do, brother.
Thanks, Al. You have a good night.
No problem. Enjoy your evening. This put you back on the whole signal before we go and bother that 216-262 number. And it started out that way, and you could Facebook if you want to. 6th anniversary escape from Seymour Avenue escape victims, where tonight you had such esteemed groups such as the Carl Stokes Brigade, Refuse Fascism, Fathers Lives Matter, Justice for Katie, Black on Black Crime, Inc., Black Man's Army, Greater Cleveland Immigrant Support Network, so many others. You had elected officials such as Nikki Santonio, Juanita Brett. You also had those running such as Monet, I believe W. Scott for Housing Court, who stopped by, and a few others here and there, so it was a beautiful scene in itself. I also want to say, wow, for more people who would like to check into it, definitely you can. Facebook for information. It was an event that happened just yesterday, May 5th, downtown, invitational rally and demonstration. You can reach out to some of the people on there for contacts because it was dealing with lead itself, and if I'm not mistaken, one of the young artists out there by the name of Tannis was involved with it. Also, better take the time to let people know that you have a few weeks left. So every community needs human and precinct development, 6 areas of development that produce prosperity for or devastation to a community, which is church, government, business, clinic, home, schools, Ernest Harris, precinct, government, facilitator, target audience, black Republicans, but no person will be denied the knowledge due to party affiliation. 8 weeks, you have about 4 weeks left of 90-minute sessions, Saturdays, 10 a.m., Black on Black Crime, Inc., headquarters, 15 Kipling Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44110. Snacks and water will be provided. The workshop is free to all participants from the inner city Republican movement. And the thing is, if you show up and say, well, I missed a couple of weeks, here's a trade secret. My brother and all of this, Ernest Harris, the facilitator, will spend an extra half an hour to an hour afterwards to let you know what you might have missed. Also, I want to give a shout-out to Cleveland State University once again. They presented a Jazz Heritage Orchestra concert. So there were some who stayed behind when they had to swing in then and now with music by Ernie Wilkins at the Berkman Hall Auditorium, a.k.a. formerly main classroom building, and they had the presiding person was Dr. Thomas L. Bynum. A welcome was from Jacqueline Lee Ivy, Jazz Heritage Orchestra. It was so nice, so nice. And they had a reception that followed at 8:15 p.m. at the Howard A. Mims African American Cultural Center. And the reason that this was so important was because a lot of people stayed after the workshop to go check out the jazz program. Also, if I don't make the announcements or say things, it'll never get done. So we had people who came to the hip-hop workshop. I'm going to read the flyer because I can. MVP, N for no violence, please. Thank you. MVP is a brand that promotes awareness to end gun violence, bullying, suicides, and other forms of violence. Its efforts is to be a voice for victims so that we can put an end to violence and save lives. Gun proposal, No Weapon Against Us Act, also encourages safe firearms through personalization that will secure and end unwarranted deaths. MVP apparel proceeds will go to a much greater cause. Its proceeds will help with funding Project Live Housing initiative that's being created as a solution to helping victims get into safe housing. And the Project Live Housing initiative is a housing solution to remove victims away from abuse. The purpose of Project Live is to help transform lives by developing housings out of cities and into safe locations. It will help participants with help getting employment, education, therapy, and various resources to help participants succeed. Sponsors, volunteer, any questions, you can get involved to email at seriouslynvp@gmail.com. That's seriously nvp@gmail.com or by phone 216-469-9458. The contact person is Trabia Brown. She also had something to go along with that, which was, and I have to make these announcements sometimes because you'll say, I don't care. But MVP work from home positions. If you need a job, if you have internet, home phone, and a computer, then it's comfortable working from home. Email resumes to seriouslynvp@gmail.com. Seriously. nvp@gmail.com, so you can find out more about how you can work from home. The job pays between $9 and $12 per hour, no commission. You can email to find out more. Such things as Comcast, Carnival Cruise, Airbnb, roadside assistance, and more clients to service. So for those who say I never try to do anything or give you any information, there you go. You can send that to somebody else. Just don't bother me with it because I kind of know that's not a true statement. Let's go to the 216-262 phone number. They're probably calling to tell me that, you know something? I might put up with a hip-hop workshop or this, that, and the other. But they really need to hold a workshop on how to get rid of man in the streets on a Monday. I haven't heard of that happening yet. But you might be on to something. 216-262. How you feel?
How you feel, Mr. Porter? How you doing, sir?
I'm doing excellent. How you doing?
All right. This is Lenora with the Justice for KE calling in.
Mhm. Yes.
To announce that the march for the Justice for KE, the anti-bullying, will be Thursday at 3:30 from Western. And West Boulevard is going to start there, and we're going to march to Cadell Rec Center with Lake Erie, going to host an anti-bullying rally for these children, for them to come together to be one.
Thank you so much, because even though I announced those things earlier, it sounds like it's very serious when somebody else is calling. So, in other words, that's where we all need to be.
Yes, I thank you again, once again, for you being a leader, you having these kids over here on this west side to have somebody to look up to. I thank you because there's nothing on the west side for the children that's over here, and a lot of these kids feel lost. And I thank to Black on Black Crime that's for stepping up, and now people understand that it ain't just for the east side that they will come to the west side.
Mm-hmm. You're right about
and
that.
And together we can. And mm-hmm. I like the meeting that we did today about Amanda Berry now. I thank God mm-hmm. that they became free because mm-hmm. a lot of people don't make it on different situations like that.
That's true.
And it's just sad for somebody to hold somebody captive. You know, everybody said something about the three women, but nobody mentioned about her baby. I mean, that's something that baby going to have to go through in life, and she might end up being bullied because of the situation. And I'm just saying this bullying situation is stronger. It's bigger between me and you. This bullying, you got the police officers bullying people. You got the prosecutor bullying people. You got the school teachers bullying people. You got the principal.
Wow.
This bullying is not just about the Justice for Katie. It's about any human being, even workplace bullying. Any human being that needs to step up and step out and speak up and speak out to show these young kids that's going to march the street of Western and West Boulevard that you are not alone because I've been through it. And I'm trying to get a bunch of role models out here before we even start the march to talk with the kids and let them know that I've been there. I am a victim.
Mm.
I helped somebody when they was victimized. This is what these kids need to see. They need to hear. Maybe there's some of this stuff that's on Facebook. This Facebook harassment can stop. Something at the rec center, these kids get jumped out, it can stop. But my next movement is after I get through with this bullying situation, I hope that the great Lord can move it from the west side and we go to the east side and do the same thing because this right here is just a beginning and it's just a start. And I just said once again, I thank you for believing in Katie. Once again, it's still hard to fight against the court system because people ask me today, why is my daughter still on probation when the officer still got found guilty of the negligent case that he submitted through? I mean, if
right.
they can't see the corruption in that, Mr. Porter, I don't understand or who else will see it. People think that judges, because you got a title behind your name, you're a judge. You do not do wrong. Any human being on man's earth do wrong. Nobody on this earth is perfect. Not me nor you.
Mm.
And somebody needs to be held accountable for the action of that before the case went through the courts the way it did when he was under investigation. They should have finished the investigation, then they should have started the court case. And I don't understand, and I can't explain it to people, why did it didn't happen like that? Because once an officer under investigation is supported, if I'm not true, don't the court case itself is supposed to be on hold to see what's going on with his investigation?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the prosecutor, it took three different prosecutors got off of this case. He went to Nora Bryan, the prosecutor, and we need to go against her and have her to step down. Because you do not do favors for a friend that you cool with. You don't. We don't do that.
Right.
If you were trying to target a family, you should have sat back and sat and talked to every human body that y'all is charging. And what they did not do that and was not able to talk to our side. Me, my daughter was left with suicide. My daughter was victimized. My daughter was bullied. And this is the point of the Justice for Katie, because Katie Boyce is going to speak up and speak out for a lot of kids that will not talk. And a lot of kids do not talk and will not talk because they are scared.
Hey, I thank you for at least being there for your family. That's the most important part. Not being scared, for speaking out. And we look forward to seeing you on Thursday, 3:30 p.m. sharp, so that there'll be a nice little lineup. Mentors and others can meet the youth, and we can begin our march. So, again, thank you so much for calling.
Yes, Katie said once again, she said thanks. Katie is smiling. Katie know now she got adults that's helping her to fight because she thought she was alone. And she looked at me today after we went to Fort, and she smiled. And I haven't seen my daughter smile in a long time. And Katie are so happy. And she was like, Mama, who is Al Porter? And I have to say, Al Porter is a great man of God. That's how I got to describe you, because you didn't have to do this case. You didn't have to help us. You could have walked away from us. You could have turned your back up on us. And Katie is really proud that she got somebody believing in her situation.
Thank you so much, and I'm going to keep on praying for you all, and let's have some fun this coming Thursday. Enjoy your evening,
oh, yes.
And feel free to hold a line.
I can't wait. Everybody bring that positive energy down here and get ready for these kids to have a big smile. These kids see these adults being role models. Everybody that, you know, said didn't get along, they can stand together in the streets of Cleveland and become one. That was a dream that I had, and I thank God that it came true.
Amen. Definitely hold the line, please. And thank you once again, because I'm hearing all this positive vibes and talk. I can let people know, you can Facebook Black on Black Crime, Inc. You can also check out the website for blackonblackcleveland.com. You can also check out I'm a Superwoman Radio on Facebook. Hey, OPN Radio on weupradio.com, which is Monday, 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. You can Facebook Alfred Porter Jr. period with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. How about Life Obstacles? Saturdays, 2 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. Art McCoy Radio is Sundays, 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. Kent and Angelica is 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. Wednesdays, MC Chill Talk Radio is Wednesdays, 9 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. All four are on WERE 1490 AM and www.newstalkcleveland.com. Ooh, I'm feeling kind of good because I'm getting certain things out of the way. So I'll tell you what I will do also. I'm going to say that, you know, some things I've hear about, and I hope it makes sense, but I would just like to say that for a little bit of time, people might and not have paid attention to it, but if I'm not mistaken, everybody's dealing with Cuyahoga County, the inhumanity at the county jail. You have other things going on with the email server being taken for a investigation into corruption straight from Armand Bunish, the county executive. You have so many things going on down there, including guards being locked up and you name it. Cuyahoga County also has a problem with people who don't really believe in what's happening, and they're saying, hey, what are you going to do about the corruption? So Cuyahoga County Council decided to deal with one of the biggest concerns that's going on in our area. Don Bryant, Greater Cleveland Immigrant Support Network, Justice for Katie, how are they going to deal with Armand Bunish? How are they going to deal with the corruption? Three times the office was raided. How are they doing and dealing with that? What tough prospect are they handling? In Cleveland, Ohio, Cuyahoga County Council is poised to pass a countywide ban on corruption. No. Not coming clue, redacting things from Department of Children and Family Services where all these youth and children have died. Cuyahoga County Council is poised to pass a countywide ban on single-use plastic bags after all the members of a council committee voiced support for the ban. Yep, plastic bags. Yep, I didn't know plastic bags were killing people behind bars, killing children. I didn't know that. I want to thank Cuyahoga County Council for at least realizing that we had a real problem of plastic bags. Yep, that's what they said. I'll tell you what, I'm going to try to internalize what I just told you about. I'll be right back while I try to figure out how many plastic bags kill the inmates behind bars. I'm going to get off of my 17-foot stepladder for my soapbox because it was plastic bags. Plastic. All right. And you wonder why sometimes we have to play this theme song when we're coming to see the county executive and county council, because sometimes they just don't realize that they have the wrong priorities.
We coming. coming. We 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 coming. I ain't nothing weak. I ain't nothing soft. Who you ruling? I snatch your crown off. You ain't main event. You got a ways to go. Like RVD, I'm the whole Evan show. So if you step wrong in this profession, cause I'll lead your funeral procession. You can flex hard. You can run your mouth. Keep in mind, I stop to McGinney's house. I raise hell inside City Hall. Michael, Muhammad, call me Final Call. We coming. 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 We coming.
In the land of the lost, I've been paid the cost. So when it comes to Mayor Jackson, yeah, I flick off the ball. The crime rate in Cleveland gets higher and higher. So when I get stone cold, I must crack the C-Bot. So if the BD gets immunity on false alibi, I'ma stomp from a hole in them just to walk and drive. My occupational destiny is a DDA. Don't trust anybody, not even a rattlesnake. Oh, hell yeah, you turn a blind eye. Your days is numbered in the office, and that's the bottom line.
We coming, 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 we coming. We coming. We coming. We coming. We coming.
Got this rap return back, those blind to the fact. You think everything funny till you shot in the head. Tim McKinley letting crooked cops walk instead. Social media cover the story till the story is dead. By acting and eating violence, you put me under the jail. Resist the rest of former slavery, we living in hell. Ready or not, you must be crazy, we come to excel. Know the laws and know your rights, even if all fail. And if they had it their way, we'd be all in jail. And for the young ones disobedient, time will tell. Don't get murdered.
We coming, 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 we coming.
And of course, for those people who are out there listening to the program, we appreciate you very much. We come in from, I believe, Black House Sounds presents Sheriff Kilroy. I want to at least say the last scene, you have to forgive me. I'm having a tough time right now. Plastic bags. Anyway, all right, let's change this a little bit. 50-foot step ladder from a soapbox is the prosecutor, all right? Michael O'Malley, county prosecutor. Is among the growing crowd that thinks that the Cuyahoga County Sheriff should be an elected position and no longer an appointment by the county executive. And that would be at the very least. He says in terms of reforms he believes are needed for the reformed county government, which is looking as problematic as the county government that voters tossed out. They tossed that out, the old thing, of the door back in 2009. Now, the thing is, O'Malley says, hey, look, I was in this government prior to reform. I was in it after, and I'm in this particular form of government as an administrator, and I see so many issues I don't I didn't come out publicly for or against the reform at the time. But when I went into the voting booth, I supported it. But now that I've experienced what I've experienced over the past couple of years, there are significant challenges this government has created, and I think what we're seeing with the jail is part of that. So in the wake of DeMoor and Russo and company, people have to remember, Cuyahoga County voters overwhelmingly approved a sweeping change to county government 10 years ago by a 2-to-1 margin. Among the many changes in the new charter, the sheriff as well as the treasurer and medical examiner, and other departments were layered beneath the county executive office, and their heads were made appointment positions. Now, in the wake of a year-long thing of deaths and inhumane conditions in the Cuyahoga County Jail, as corruption investigations continue to unspool and indictments continue to be handed out both at the jail and across the IT department, there's momentum behind returning the sheriff to the ballot. County Council said in December 2018 that it would likely consider the issue sometime this year. Any amendments to the charter would need to be approved by voters. O'Malley, who says he would return other administrator positions to the voters as well, has two main reasons: budgets and continuity. And he also said, "I think the county sheriff is handcuffed as to speaking the truth." O'Malley also said, "Because he is an appointee. Now, because he's an appointee and will be eliminated if what he says is not consistent with the marching orders he receives from above. He not only was told to take a budget cut, but he has also been directed to take Cleveland's prisoners, but no one in the sheriff's department thought it was a good idea or that they were prepared to do that." So I think that's a win for a lot of people, because you now have the prosecutor stepping up to the table on this one. Also, I would say my 20-foot step ladder, it goes to the fact that Scene Magazine also, prior to that, in the worst of Cleveland, they had the best of Cleveland 2019 and the worst of Cleveland. And for me, I found it very interesting that you could be in a couple of different things. In the number 4 spot, Armand Budish, who they said, County Executive Armand Budish is such a consummate farce that it's a wonder he hasn't resigned and hightailed it to Florida, where at the very least he could be made comfortable. He's been in the middle of a lot of things. Like they said, he has zero credibility or moral authority. Most of what he says can be dismissed out of hand as nonsense, as well as having minimal news value, as well as just the fact that a lot of his top editors from different media outlets didn't even show up for his annual speech. It's very interesting that you look at what they said his contribution will be: the utter failure of the Cuyahoga County Jail as a facility that saw 8 people die, including 4 by suicide, in the second half of 2018 because Budish wanted to cut costs. They also talked about the quote-unquote fundraising acumen at the State House and a few other things, and also the number 1 spot. Number 1 spot was Cleveland City Council on the worst of Cleveland, a serious question in Cleveland, Ohio, which is whether the city's legislative body has any value at all other than fielding calls from disgruntled constituents, hosting pancake breakfasts for seniors, and holding interminable committee hearings full of inane and or self-serving questions. It's hard to come up with a single recent accomplishment that's not more directly attributable to another person or entity. That's right, attributable to another person or entity. They are the absolute worst. This council is these days a rubber stamp body of 17 small-minded electeds, utterly subservient to corporate interest and the mayor. Now, with that being said, there's a reason why we look at things, and I say again, speaking of Armand Budish, that they decided to say, hey, the problem is plastic bags. I need a happy note to leave out on. Can I play a nice little happy song? Love the Owl's edit for Emax the Image, our hip hop remix. Big Legs.
Hey. Yeah. 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 Well, I'm in the club, in the club, in the club, looking for my girlfriend, my girlfriend, my girlfriend. She can have big legs, little legs, long hair, short hair. She can be brown skin, light skin. She can get it in. She can have big legs, a little legs, light skin, a brown skin. She can be a little girl. Get mad, cause I'm looking all around, looking for my girlfriend, and it's going down. I'm a single man, no games to play, looking at you, baby, from your head to your face, cause I like you, this is what it is. Don't you try to turn around, I'm handling my biz, I'ma get you, girl, come to me, we can go all night if that's what you like,
well,
yeah.
I'm in the club, in the club. In the club, looking for my girlfriend, my girlfriend, my girlfriend. Well, I'm in the club, in the club, in the club, looking for my girlfriend, my girlfriend, my girlfriend. She can have big legs, little legs, long hair, short hair. She can be a brown skin, a light skin. She can get it. She can have big legs, a little legs, light skin, a brown skin. She can be a little girl or a big girl. I don't care, cause she's in my world, yeah.
Come on. Pineapple mixed with OJ. I see you, girl. Cleveland curve appeal. Just rock your curves, cause curvy girls rock, no matter your size. I'm a real man. Women please my eyes. Larger, thick, big girl, midget. I mean little person. I take digits. Ray Charles said it best, saying fun size. Any size girl, always the right time. Church girl or in clubs, true how I speak. Female Republicans, y'all some freaks. I'm an activist, but this is a fact. First things first, I'm still a man, I'ma treat you right, but here's your self-help, if you're a woman, be proud of yourself, I make statements, ladies it's true, Emax and Cher, we love you.
Joe Pakinakis and a couple others looking over the
you know, tax releases. And as I get off the phone, my thing is this. Sheesh, if you didn't want to spend in certain ways, maybe you should have done some things anonymously. Why? Because the only thing you might see is some money got taken out to go buy popcorn and something to go see Avengers Endgame. That might be embarrassing because the nerd factor would be released on my taxes. But the thing is, man in the street is not going to holler about hiding my taxes because I really don't have much to hide, especially if you're declaring it and the IRS gets it. It's the right of public domain. So the fact that Trump's going so far to hide it, y'all figure the rest of it out. And you wonder why I say refuse fascism. Hey, they told you so. Talk to you later on. Everybody stay safe. Catch you at each other's events. Peace.